This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the 2VT Podcast. Study, Dave,
and Steve.
I got a question for y'all, and I'll just go ahead and like ask because it's something I've been kind of wondering about. Also, I don't know about wondering about this. Do you feel like they put out too many TV spots and trailers and things like that for the new Star Wars movies? Like for like Last Jedi, yeah. Force Awakens, I watched anything and everything that I could find.
Yeah,
kind of almost the same with Rogue One. But whenever it came to Last Jedi, like I was like, dude, I do want to go into this with a little bit of wonder still and not really knowing all that much. Like, I don't know. I just kind of feel like they almost do too many TV spots and different trailers. And, you know, you have like the Asian trailers and then you have the French trailers or something like that or whatever and English. And it seems like you get them from all over the world,
yeah.
Different trailers for different places and everybody's releasing them. And I'm just like, I still want a little bit of them.
I try to limit myself. I restrict myself, so I don't even really follow how much they release.
Yeah.
I don't want, because movies, so often you get the whole movie, even like the climax of the movie will be in a trailer. I'm like,
yeah,
don't give me everything.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Right.
So I, like for Star Wars, I'll usually watch, like for Solo, I just watch the one. Well, yeah. I watch the Super Bowl one.
Yeah.
And
what they call the teaser trailer. And the
they haven't had as many for like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
For like The Force Awakens and Last Jedi, they had a lot more stuff. I just don't.
Oh, God, yeah.
I just don't watch it. I try not to. What do you do, Steve?
I don't make a point to go look up the TV trailers.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm like Dave. I don't understand why you got to have the French trailer, the Japanese trailer, the Chinese trailer. Why don't you just make one trailer?
Yeah. Trailer for
one
all.
Trailer. Give me one 2-minute trailer for the movie theaters.
Rule them all.
And then, you know, give me a 30-second TV spot with pictures cut from the movie trailer. And other than that, you don't need all that different stuff. But I think the problem is a lot of it's advertising. Like you want the Mountain Dew commercial.
Yeah.
The Denny's commercial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that just gets old.
Maybe we should have gone to Denny's instead of gone to get pizza again.
No.
Because then we could have got cool Solo cups and stuff.
See, we never even thought of that, though.
Yeah, right.
Pizza just calls us.
It does. Yeah. It does.
It's hard to beat pizza buffet.
Then it is.
It's hard to beat pizza
buffet. It's easy to get lost while at the pizza buffet and hurt yourself, though. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 2VT. I'm David.
I'm Michael.
I'm Stormtrooper Steve.
Whoa. Look at that.
See, I'm making up for last week when I did. I'm Michael.
Yeah.
And I'm like, boy, we have no energy. And
I'm yeah.
Like, nope.
Not today.
Yeah.
I am on fire. Speaking of which, we forgot to fire Steven last week.
We
I can't
didn't
believe
want
happened,
to, though. Man. He's grandpa.
I'm grandpa now.
He's got enough to deal with.
Papa. Hey, Papa.
So, officially, I'm the oldest male in the family. But because he's a grandfather now, and I'm not, that means he gains another 10 years in age.
Yeah, I kind of trumped you on that one, yeah. My new name is now Papa Steve.
Papa Steve.
Papa, Grandpa, I don't care, whatever she calls me.
Yeah.
She's the oldest of the grandchildren, the first, so she gets the distinguished position of naming me.
She'll get the most spoiled.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Congratulations.
So,
had like 3 gray hairs pop out instantly.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Boop, boop, boop. It's like, what?
Don't complain, dude. I got more white in my beard than what you do.
I'm yeah, I know.
Now, that's the thing. Mine's not even like going gray. It's just like, I think
going
it's on this side over here, dude. That's like really, really bad. It's my right side. I guess that's my worry.
It's
my left side. Yeah.
We're talking about her grandmother. She had white hair from the time she was 30, I think.
From the time. I don't ever remember her with colored hair.
I'm actually looking forward to having a full white beard.
Santa Claus.
Dude, yeah, exactly.
Extra money in the winter.
I was actually talking. I went to a wedding on Friday, and I was talking to a dude, and he said he had the full white beard, and he walked up to me. He's like, man, that's a mighty impressive beard you got there. And I was like, thanks, dude. I was like, He asked me how long I've been growing it, and I told him, and I was like, well, it was like, same to you, man. I can't wait for mine to get that white. And he goes, you can make a lot of money with it during Christmas season. I said, that's the whole plan, dude. Whenever I retire, I plan on, you know, playing a Santa. He goes, all you got to do is get a red suit. Yeah. I was like, awesome. He goes, he works for some company and he made like an extra $6,000 just going out to places. And it's not even like an everyday gig. He just would go out to places on his extra time and made an extra $6,000 over the Christmas season.
Bring your kiddies.
Yeah. From Thanksgiving.
$40 with a picture of Santa.
Yeah. Yeah. He basically said like from Thanksgiving to Christmas, he made an extra $6,000. Could you imagine that, dude? Wow. I could totally do that.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Although it'd be like a Christmas story where the kid like gets up in your lap and starts screaming in your face and pees all over you or whatever.
We just had to perfect the ho, ho, ho.
Oh, dude, I got the ho, ho, ho down, man. What are you talking about?
We tried to get Delilah's picture taken with Santa Claus in the mall this year. And she was in. We said, we're going to go see Santa and get your picture taken.
Yeah.
And so she's in line there and she won't stay in line. She can hear Santa Claus talk because she can't see. So she goes by sound. And she's trying to get to Santa Claus. And we're like, oh, you got to stay over here.
Yeah.
And it was a complete failure because when she got up to Santa Claus and realized he wasn't going to hand her a present, she didn't want to have anything to do with it. He's like, come on, come on. I'm like, go sit in his lap. He's gonna say ho, ho. And she's like, nope. Let's get out of here. No presents. No sitting anywhere.
Right. Yeah. I kind of don't blame her. Like,
she's associated.
I was going to say, like, if I'm going to sit on some dude's lap, I hope I get a present. Yeah, I'll get something. Yeah. Something like, I got to be cautious with saying that.
Yeah.
You know, that just took a bad
Easter
turn.
Bunny ones are what gets me. Kids are terrified of the Easter Bunny.
I never saw one of those.
I don't blame them. Do you ever seen pictures on, like, the internet of kids, like, freaking out going to sit in the Easter Bunny's?
No.
Like?
No.
Dude, and those Easter bunnies are kind of creepy. Even me as an adult, somebody said, go sit in the lap. I'm like, I don't think so.
I don't think I'd do that.
No, that's creepy looking.
You ever seen Mallrats? What's funny is, like, I actually watched Mallrats just on Friday.
Really?
Yeah. Just, you know, day before yesterday. As we record this on Sunday, I watched it on Friday. Oh, dude, I love that movie. It's one of my favorite Kevin Smith movies. But yeah, sitting there watching that, and the Easter Bunny whooped his ass. So Steven said that was immediately where my head went to is watching freaking Mallrats. Yeah, man, my week this past week's been interesting. Sal's been sick. He came in on Wednesday, man, and I opened up the front door and immediately just shut the front door. It was bad, dude. It was like a wall of smell just like hit me. Yeah. And so like I had to gather myself, man. It was that bad. I had to gather myself. I was standing there on the front porch, pulled my shirt up over my nose and then just like opened up the glass door, slid the thing, you know, the hold it open, to hold it open, then opened up the front door and then immediately made a run through the middle of the house to the back door and then opened up the back door and propped it open with the chair to get that good wind tunnel effect. So bad.
Was it all?
Oh yeah. It was. Yeah.
Don't want to get too, but
yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
we're all full of pizza. We don't want to get too.
But it was a lot, or was it just that?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Okay,
it was a lot. Yeah. And dude, I was cleaning it up, and I was using like a box lid, like you know, just a cardboard flap from a box, and the dustpan. And I'm scooping it up.
It's kind of make me hyper salivating. Just no.
Why is it making you salivate, dude? That's so
hyper salivating.
Get sick. Oh. Yeah, sorry to anybody that's eating lunch. Dude, right
like
now.
This all is coming up to a point to it's kind of funny. That's the reason why I'm telling it. Other than that, I wouldn't tell you. But like, dude, I get it scooped up and I'm like going out the back door and I've got it held in front of me to keep because the wind's at my back coming through the house. So I've got it held out in front of me so that way it's well far away from me. Well, as soon as I get to the door, the wind changes. And it comes in from the back door and it just, and I've got, I've got a tube sock tied around my face to give me like, you know, the aerator effect. And the wind changes direction and hits me like right in the face with this. So I dry heave. I got a weak stomach as it is. It's probably a good thing that I never had kids because I never would have been able to deal with poopy diapers. Yeah. But anyways, wind changes. Freaking hits me right in the face and I dry heave. Well, whenever you dry heave, what is the first thing that you do? Whenever you dry heave, and then what do you do afterwards is you take in a deep breath.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So the deep breath that I get is poop smell, dude. Oh dude, it's so bad. So here I am, like, stuck right there because, like, as soon as I dry heaved, I froze. So I'm stuck in limbo, and I'm, like, right there at the back door. I'm like, what do I do? What do I
do? It's going on forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dry heave, breathe in. Dry heave, breathe in. Dry heave. Dude. It's like, you're just doing that for, like, an hour.
Dude, so I the second one, I just jumped. For some reason, I thought I'll just jump the freedom. So jump through the freaking back door.
I can't wait for you to say you just throw it back in your own face. It's like,
nothing that bad. Jump through the back door, and I just take the freaking dustpan and slung it like a frisbee. I was like, oh, God. But, dude, it's that, like, whole, like, drooling. My eyes are watering. My nose is watering. Like, everything's just going on. Like, I felt like I got sprayed in the face by a skunk or something, dude. It was bad news.
Animals are animals in the house. Kids, little kids, yeah. You got to deal with it. Animals in the house, you got to deal with it. We got I was telling you about the cat situation at our house. And, you know, they wanted – we got – done with having inside pets after the last one died.
Yeah.
But last year, a year ago, Tristan's like, oh, can we please get little kittens? And I'm like, nope.
Excuse me.
This is up to your, bless you. This is up to your mom.
Yeah.
But, so if you're going to get cats and they're going to be living inside, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I will occasionally, I'll help with the litter box situation because
nope.
I only do it like when Tristan's gone.
Yeah.
Cause it's got to be done or else worse. This has been a nightmare, and I don't deal with it. We've had the problem with the boy. He likes to pee on stuff still, even though he's been fixed.
Yeah.
We've got extra litter boxes to try to get him from doing that. So we go and get cats. I told you, got the cats fixed the other day. Our girl inside cat, and then we got a live trap and caught one of the feral cats and got her fixed. And to be nice, we were trying to keep her in the house, and I don't know what thought process happens sometimes, but the cat was not, you know, the cat has never been within 20 feet of a person ever.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this cat is acting more well-behaved than our cats that live in the house. So they open, wife and daughter open up the cage, and the cat's like letting them pet the cat. And I'm not going to try because it's going to scratch your fingers off and scratch you and bite you. No, she's just sweet, and she automatically transitions into using the litter box. And so this is all in Tristan's room. So we're just going to keep her in there for 48 hours inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow the cat got out of the bedroom and is in my house somewhere, and we can't find her.
She's plotting to take over the house.
I'm just going
to
wake up with her clawing my eyes out. It's all been a ruse.
Yeah. Exactly.
Animals, no. You're going to walk in,
you're going to, like, go into, like, your pantry or something. There's going to be, like, a little round table set up, and the other cats are sitting around the round table with that cat. They're just going to look up at you like they've been having, like, a meeting and, you know, floor layout plan of the house, like written on the wall there or something, scratched in claw.
Well, like, with her being in the house and the other cat, something about her having been fixed, the boy cat that's been in the house, he's freaking out. He runs the other way. He hisses at him.
Really?
And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he just starts peeing on stuff because I guess marking his territory. Territory?
Yeah.
Territory?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm over them.
Yeah.
I want to transition them out.
Yeah. That's, and you know, man, like I don't have a cat. I don't have anything really per se against cats, but I told my ex-wife the same thing. I was like, look, we can get a cat, but I'm not taking care of the litter box. That is not my job. I'm not going to do that job. I don't want that job. I've never had a cat, all because of the fact that I don't want to clean up after it.
I'd rather do the litter box than the hairball.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Dude. I know you're allergic to cats, so you've never had cats before. Yeah, I
don't do cats.
But, like, nah, have you ever... Excuse. Our cat, like, mine and my ex-wife's cat, like, how we got the cat was kind of weird anyways. But, like, that cat was just strange, man. The cat was just strange. Like, when we first got it, I'd come home from work, and I'd taken Sal out to go to the bathroom. And, like, she's always been really, really good about not going in the house. That's the reason why, like, I can tell that something's wrong with her whenever she goes to the bathroom in the house. Like, she's got to be sick, like, really, really sick. And so, like, I'd taken her out to go to the bathroom, and I kept hearing this cat meowing from somewhere, and it's that, like, distressed meow type thing or whatever. And I was like, where is that coming from, man? And I could not find it. I finally take Sal inside because she's going crazy trying to find this stupid thing. You know, she's got her mohawk going on her back and stuff, and she's just looking all over the yard trying to find it. Finally, I put her back inside. I go back outside, and I'm hearing it, hearing the meow, and I look up. Finally, I decide to look up instead of looking down, and the cat was on top of my shed. So I walk over to the shed, grab the cat off the roof, and I set her on the ground. Didn't think anything of it. Thought it'd be fine after that. I walk back to the house, and as soon as I walk back to the house, the cat just follows me to the back door and then hung out on the back porch. Mm-hmm. It's like I was its savior. And so I was like, well, if you're still there whenever the ex-wife gets home, then I'll ask her to see if she wants a cat. So cat's still there on the back porch, like actually like looking up, standing on the windowsill outside, like looking in, going like, hey, guys, what are you doing? And I was like, hey, you want a cat? And she's like, sure. Well, anyways, get this cat. First night that we had this cat, I wake up the next morning, there's like blood and like stuff like that all over. Yeah, all over the couch, dude. Like, okay. Apparently what had happened was that she had was in heat, and I guess a male cat had got a hold of her. Okay, a male cat had got a hold of her and bit her on the tail, and she had an abscess and infection on the tail, and it ruptured during the middle of the night.
God, this is going to be the gross out episode.
Well, anyways, so I woke up to that, and I was like, what the hell? So I kind of cleaned that up, left a note for the ex-wife, and I had to take off to work. So, but, oh, man, I don't know how the hell I got off on that story just then. Anyways, talking about the hairball. My
bloody cat butt, dude, that's horrible.
Yeah, well, anyways, God, we took her, America. Took her, got her fix, had a, you know, kitty abortion, I guess you could say, or whatever. Sorry, pro-lifers. But for life kitties, I guess. I don't know if that's a thing. But anyways, she would do this weird thing where like you could tell her if she was going to have a hairball because she would sit there and she'd stick her tongue out. She would. You do this weird thing. It's like,
I wish I had a picture. He just did it.
She would do this weird thing of like, she'd walk around the house with her tongue sticking out. Just not like a dog, like a dog with its tongue like lolling all out to the side. It was just like, just a weird thing. And then like, you knew that 5 minutes later, she's going to start doing that.
Oh yeah. That's an awful thing. A cat that passed away last year that we'd had for a long time. He would do that. And sometimes it'd be like in the middle of the night, I'd wake up. He'd be on the bed making that noise. And I'm talking from a dead. Yeah. No. I'm like up, grab the cat, open the door, throw the cat, shut the door, back in bed. No, really, I didn't abuse my cat. I didn't throw it.
I would have.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it.
They always land on their feet, man. It's all good.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Depends on if you drop them high enough.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
People are already hit on the head before
you. Oh, yeah. God, people they already do. Yeah, people are gonna. Why would you like us? Come on. Look at us.
I don't know.
You were Scarborough yesterday, dude.
I did, man. I did.
Did anything cool?
I think so.
You don't remember?
I mean, yeah, it's all the.
You hit the taverns?
Yeah. Too many taverns. Too many taverns, too much mead, too many shots of Jameson.
Oh.
We found out that one tavern, you know, you go in, and I think it's the, something other than Rosencrown or something like that. Rosencrown Inn or Tavern or something like that. Well, anyways, they actually have like whiskey and drinks and stuff like that in there. We found out as whenever we went in there, the guy was like, you know, it's like, I wanted a shot of Jameson. My buddy was buying for me anyways because I picked up breakfast and ponchos. Not ponchos like the restaurant, but ponchos for the rain because it was raining.
Oh, yeah.
So I picked up ponchos and breakfast from Whataburger and went in there and he was going to buy me a shot. And this dude was like, what do you want? I was like, I want a shot of Jameson. And he goes, well, it's $9 for a shot of Jameson.
Wow.
Yeah. Or $10 for a double, which really for Jameson isn't really that bad because shot of Jameson is going to run you about $5 at a bar anyways, $5 to $7. But, he was like, it's $9 for a single, $10 for a double, which that was a bad idea because of course you tell us that and we're like, make it doubles then because it's only $1 for a double, you know, double them. Okay.
Hey, it's more economically efficient.
Dude. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So it was just a downhill day with the rain and everything else. And it was fun. It was good times.
You didn't end up sprawled out in the mud somewhere with
No. I'm pretty good about keeping moving. Yeah, I don't stop whenever.
I just remember one point you messaged and said, what was I? I asked you where something was. You said, I don't know. I can't remember anything. I got drunk and lost my program. So yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember where it was.
We went and saw this guy is Arthur Greenleaf Holmes Inappropriate Poetry. And it's really, really funny. So if you're go out to Scarborough Fair and Waxahachie, go check out the guy's show. Make sure that you don't take little kids, anybody maybe under the age of 16 yeah. or 18, because it is pretty adult centric on that show, but it's in a new area. And I was trying to tell Mike about the new area because Michael goes out there all the time. And I was trying to give you an idea where it was, but I can't remember. I remember how to get there.
Yeah.
But I can't really give you a better description because I got drunk and lost my program. So, yeah, was it a
themed weekend?
Yeah, it was Celtic weekend, which was kind of funny because a guy actually made a comment about that. And he goes like, as if a Renaissance fair is not theme enough, they had to go and give it themed weekends also. And it was Celtic weekend, but it was a ton of fun. It rained. It's one of those things where it's like, I did the Texas springtime shower things where it's like rained really hard that morning. And in fact, it was raining really hard all the way up till we got there. And I'm kid you not, like we turn into the parking lot. And of course, it's all dirt and grass. Yeah. And you go down the road to park. And as soon as we park, it like stopped. And we're like,
Those weekends are the best because no one shows up.
Yeah.
You kind of got it all to yourself.
Yeah. We actually got to park like super close, and it was usually in like the Friends of the Fair parking area.
Yeah.
So it was like really close. So yeah, man, it was great. It was really, really, really awesome.
I love it down there. Have you ever been?
I've never been. No.
We got to get you out there, dude. We got to get you out there.
I like it because it's like you're walking in, and a lot of people have different reasons because some people just like the old historical aspect. I love the fantasy aspect, Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. And it makes me feel like I'm walking in an old medieval village. Yeah. And one of my dreams would be, and how nerdy am I? I'd love to just sit at one of their benches or the tables and play a game of Dungeons and Dragons with these people walking around.
Yeah, we should totally do that sometime. Since y'all bring up Dungeons and Dragons, I actually found these in my stuff this past weekend or this past week.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a collection of the comics, right?
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons comics.
It's a trade paperback, I guess, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man.
I've got one from this series.
What was great is, like, if you look at the authors on those, man, like Ari Salvatore.
Yeah, Salvatore, Weiss, Hickman.
One was Weiss Hickman and stuff, and it's
well, this one here, the first page is
Ed Greenwood.
Yeah.
Ed Greenwood's huge.
Yeah. The artwork in them was great. Like, I was reading one earlier, and I was like, man, it's actually I got those, and I never did read them. I started reading that one earlier, and then I got started with it, and was watching Lost in Space on Netflix at the same time and just totally getting distracted between the two because something would happen on Lost in Space and I'd watch that and I'd go back to reading and get, you know, just total like mayhem basically.
Yeah.
Of being lame and sitting at home and reading comics and watching sci-fi. I don't know what that says about me. Like,
see, that sounds like
heaven. Dude. Yeah.
They got a story that's set in the Forgotten Realms, Ravenloft,
yeah,
Dragonlance, and Eberron.
And the one that Steve's got there, you said, who's that? Yeah, this is your Drizzt Do'Urden.
Yeah.
Drizzt.
Drizzt. Drizzt. However you pronounce the name. Yeah. I don't know how you pronounce it. I don't know.
Drizzt.
Yeah. I got those. If you notice the green tag on them, I got those at Hastings, whenever Hastings here in Denton was closing.
Good deals.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Because, dude, like, they were already marked at $2.99.
Yeah.
I think I paid like 25 cents a piece on them.
Yeah.
Man.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. It was awesome.
Sad to see them go, but yeah, I got like $800 worth of stuff from the one in Wichita Falls when it closed.
And yeah.
Paid like $100.
That's amazing.
Maybe.
We should totally do that, man. We should like try to set up a thing where we go out to Scarborough, man, and like play a quick game of D&D. Cause I mean, you don't want to spend all day playing D&D, but
no.
Is that like two books in the one?
Yeah. This is the first one is, the Forgotten Realms, the Mithril Hall
type
thing. This is Dragonlance, the Legacy.
Oh, okay.
And that's got to be Carmen and then Raceland. I saw the gold-skinned maiden here somewhere.
Which did you like better, Dragonlance or Forgotten Realms?
That's tough. I just finished the Forgotten Realms book, so right now I'm leaning heavy that way. Yeah. But I really like the War of the Lance series, Dragonlance.
Make sure you point your face towards that microphone.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at this. Yeah, I really like.
Sorry, dude.
I just finished the Forgotten Realms, the Crystal Shard, and the Streams of Silver. So I lean that way right now.
Yeah. But
I really like the War of the Lance stuff from Dragonlance, and I liked The Legend of Huma, and then a book called Kaz the Minotaur. That was really good. Too.
I remember that one. I think I borrowed that from you when y'all were done with it. I think it made me cry.
Yeah, those were really good books.
And the Stern Brightblade made me cry. Yeah.
Well, that was Stern.
Stern was one of the people from the War of the Lance. Not Stern. The Legend of Huma.
Yeah.
See, I never read all those. I did the Dragonlance Chronicles.
Yeah.
And those are actual books that I actually physically read.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, everything else I've done by audiobook or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The Legend of Huma was probably better than the Chronicles, I thought. But it's just the one book. But it was really, really good.
Yeah. Well,
we got to play sometime. I was talking with some guys the other night. Talking, chatting, texting, messaging, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's like I'm having a conversation with these people, but I'm just writing words via
electronic message. Yeah. That is a conversation, man. I always say talking.
Something came up about D&D, playing D&D, and like we might be able to get us to play and then even expand it to a couple of other guys online to play if we can just figure it out.
Yeah. I know that there's quite a few people that do that. I'm not sure what websites. I had a friend of mine at work that I was talking to before she moved to Arizona, and that's how she did. She always played online or whatever.
Well there's something called Roll20.
Yeah.
Where you can actually set up your board and show where, like, okay, you got a dragon over here, and you've got your guys are position them where you think they should be, and then, you know, that's depends on what level of intricacy you want to play. You can just kind of do it all fantasy of the mind, or you can actually get down to, like, war game level.
Yeah,
playing
where you have like the graph paper and the
well,
not necessarily the graph paper, but like the grid and the miniatures and stuff or whatever.
And that's what this new Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition is good about, is you can bring as much of that into it as you want, or just make it as you can basically make it how you want it, and there's no wrong way to play.
Okay,
so.
That's cool.
That's kind of what we did when we would sit around.
We
just kind of made it up as we went. And that's when we do play, that's going to be what it is. Cause any true D&D nerd that's going to be like, well, that technically, actually, that's not how you're supposed to apply that. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, in my game, it's going to be anything goes. We're just going to wing it and have fun. Yeah. Sorry.
Well actually,
technically,
it's kind of funny that the artist buddy of mine that I talked about, that Danny Elaine, that I saw at
the one that did the bones. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny. He and I have this whole, he has this whole running joke that is, you have those, people at, you always run into them all the time. Yeah. And they're just like, well, actually, that's not really how that goes. Well, actually, this is what blah, blah, blah. I'll walk up to him and see him, and he'll tell me something and be like, well, actually,
everybody does it.
Yeah.
But it's like there are those people that do it, and it's like, do it one more time, I'm going to kill you and throw you down a well. Do not actually me again.
Right.
Kill you and throw you out. That's kind of dark, man.
Right. Sorry.
Kill you and throw you down a well. I think we told the story, but Dave and I really almost threatened.
No, you did. You guys did, and I was kind of worried for y'all that y'all might have been. I didn't know what the time limit on
the statute of limitations.
That kid could come back now, and I'm like,
right.
They almost killed me. I should have pressed charges.
He was a little asshole. He deserved it.
I'm gonna derail us real quick because made me think of talking about books. On a Jay and Dennis interview, this guy, Michael Morici, I don't know how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
He's a comic book writer and a novelist, right?
Okay.
Now, so they had him on talking about some comics that are coming out, but he also has this book called Black Star Renegades, right? And let me read this little thing. It's in the tradition of Star Wars, a galaxy hopping space adventure about a galactic kingdom bent on control and the young misfit who would find the power within before it's too late. So, but basically his idea, and it's like almost like this is Star Wars. Can't call it Star Wars.
Yeah.
But he went about it like instead of following where Luke is the hero, mm-hmm. the misfit that Han Solo is, he's kind of follows him as being the hero. What if the misfit is the one that really saves the day in the long run?
Yeah.
So that's one of those I'm gonna try to get that.
What was it called?
It's called Black Star Renegades.
Oh, okay.
It just came out recently.
Yeah. Is that an actual novel or is that a...
It's an actual novel. Okay, okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying that comics can't be novels. I'm just saying like...
No. Okay. But he does do comics also.
Yeah. I was just checking, making sure because you said that he was a comic guy and plus a novelist.
They had him on to talk about the comics that he was writing. But yeah. I was really intrigued and I went and looked it up. I'm going to use my Audible credit in a month or two for this because, I don't know, I didn't do it justice.
Yeah.
But it made it sound really, really interesting.
I'm interested in it just by you saying that. Like,
just saying it.
Yeah. See, I was thinking about getting on the Streams of Silver. Is that what y'all said the one was?
Streams of Silver is my favorite one of the two.
Yeah.
I was thinking
of getting on that because I had never done any of the Forgotten Realms books. I've always just read, like, Dragonlance, like I said.
Yeah.
And, that and, thought about doing that, but I might have to jump on that one also. Well, just to see what it's like.
I'll get it and share it with you.
That's right. You do that.
You're sharing it
through
me.
Audible. Yeah.
Through Audible.
Yeah. What'd you think of Full Moon, by the way? Sorry to keep derailing us.
I'm not done with it. I kind of got frozen in my reading.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is really good. That one's still slow. Like I keep saying, man, the third book is where it really picks up. Yeah. Are you still reading those, dude? Or?
Yeah, I'm on. That's what I'm on. I just was looking up something else on here. I was going to tell you all you need to read this thing called The Atlantis Gene.
The Atlantis Gene?
Yeah.
What does that sound like? I've heard that before.
Because I've recommended it to you.
Oh, okay.
I told you to read it. I am on.
And have you read it, Dave?
No.
Proven Guilty right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good one.
The Atlantis Gene's really, really cool.
What's that about? Atlantis
stuff and things.
Yeah, I mean Atlantis, but Atlantis is not of this earth, basically.
Oh, really?
It's a whole other group of people. Anyway, there's a certain gene that all humans have inside of them.
Oh, that's cool.
That's called the Atlantis gene, but it's also like a ticking time bomb.
And yeah.
It kind of delves into like the origins of the human race and all that stuff and how we're really aliens.
Kind of gets like that ancient alien stuff.
But it gets into like this whole Nazi Bell stuff, like the Nazis were after after Atlantis. And it's been a while since I read it, but it was really good. There's three of them. Atlantis Gene. What was it called? Atlantis Gene is the first one. This guy's name's A.G. Riddle. Huh. It's the Atlantis Gene, the Atlantis Plague, and then the Atlantis World.
Huh.
And they're really, really good. So
awesome.
But
sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds neat.
I have to see if I can pull up the synopsis off the internet because I can't do it on the book here, but I just was recommended reading through Amazon one time and I got it and then I got hooked and had to buy the other three. So
sometimes those little things you just fall across.
This is kind of falling in line kind of thing, you know, and it's like, oh, wow, I'll read that.
Yeah.
So. It was really good. My phone's not working, so.
A stupid phone.
I know. I was trying to remember what we were talking about before we got.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah, D&D. Okay, yeah. I was trying to remember. I was like, what the hell were we talking about before we got derailed? Maybe we should do the audible.com/nerdylegion.
Let's do it. You just did.
Yeah, there we go. audible.com/nerdylegion.
100,000 books at your ear tips. All you got to do is go to nerdylegion/audible or something like that. Go click on it. Go to it, sign up for it, enjoy.
Get your free book or two, and you get to keep it if you don't like it.
That's true. That's like, true. And you can share.
Yes, you can.
Because I'm listening to Dresden Files book now because Dave was nice enough to share with me.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Moon.
Yeah.
And I was telling Paul the other night, if you don't like a book, I downloaded one. I'm not going to say what it is because I'm not going to badmouth it because – this is probably a good book. The narrator, the way it's set up, just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I just went back on the website and said, I want to return this, and they gave me my credit back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's what's cool. I did the same for another book, and I can't remember exactly what it was. Actually, I think it was a Star Wars book that I did it to.
Didn't like the narrator or something like that?
No, it wasn't the narrator. It was just I didn't like the book.
And
like I said, like I'm really – I think I'm hypercritical of Star Wars books. I will say that. I think just because like – you know, as I've said before, it seems to me like a lot of times they really miss the, if you've got the core characters in there, it seems like a lot of times they really miss the core characters, like just everything. But, yeah, man, I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was a Star Wars book. I can't remember which one it was, but yeah, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, Which took me down another road. I was thinking about, you know, you said at your ear tips. Makes me wonder if somebody could, who could move their ear, if they could use a touch screen on like their phone or something like that. Select or whatever. Like,
interesting.
I would like to see it.
Moving your ear.
Can you I'm totally going to look up YouTube after this. I can't move mine. Yeah.
So they're supposed to be making a movie out of this.
Really?
Atlantis?
The Atlantis gene. Yeah. I can't get it to pull up exactly what it's about for some reason. But I'll read you the quick little whole thing here if I can get my thing here. It says, the Atlantis gene goes to Hollywood. You're supposed to be. Hopefully they'll make all three of them.
Yeah, A.G.
It says, Riddle. The battle to save humanity has begun. Off the coast of Antarctica, a research vessel discovers a mysterious structure buried deep within an iceberg. Entombed for 1,000 years, it can't possibly be man-made. And then that's all it's allowing me to see without me having to, like,
go to the sun.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds
pretty neat, though.
It's pretty cool, man. It's really cool. And, of course, there's massive corporations
trying to... do you have, like, a core character you follow? Or is it like
a team of people? Yeah, it's a couple of them. There's one guy in there, and then, of course, his girlfriend. He just got to read it, because she plays in deeper into the novels.
Dang it.
Once you get to the third, second,
I want to read that, too.
It's really good. I like it a lot.
I'm listening to the Dresden Files. I'm listening to the second book of the Expanse novels, which is, guys, I'm telling you, once you get started on those, you're gonna really not want to stop yourself. And I'm reading, like, what's the guy's, that David, Bevan, you know who I'm talking about. He does like Splitting the Party.
Oh, NPCs.
NPCs and stuff like that.
Oh,
I'm on like the fourth book in that series on my Kindle.
What book is on which one? The NPCs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it with me.
The NPC really series. Like that series a lot, man.
He's
like,
not the best writer, but it's really fun. His storytelling. He is a good storyteller, though.
I think what it is because it totally does like take you into the game of D&D.
Oh, yeah. They have to follow the rules of D&D. They don't know they're in the game.
Yeah.
But they just know that, well, I haven't leveled up yet. I hope I can level up soon so I can get some better armor.
Have we talked to you about that series, Steven?
It's okay, really good.
So it's NPCs. And so basically the whole book starts off with like this party of friends.
Playing D&D.
Playing D&D. They call it by a different name and I can't remember exactly what the name
spell,
is.
Spell, swords, it. And sorcery or something.
Yeah,
like
spell,
that.
Swords, and yeah, sorcery or spell, swords, and stones or something like that.
Yeah.
And, or spell, swords, and thieves, I think is what it is. But anyways, they're playing this D&D game and they go into this, bar or whatever and they drink a drink and they all die. It's because something happened and they ate some mushrooms or something like that in the woods while they were walking to it. I mean, and this is all within like the first probably like 10 pages of the book. I did the Audible version of it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure like really how quick it is, but it's like, you know, within like the first 10 minutes of the book.
Those are the player characters.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're the player characters. Mm-hmm. So they all die and the NPCs in the tavern see them just die and they're like, well, the idiots, they ate these mushrooms and they drank ale to go on top of it and is like an ale mushroom or whatever. Little did they realize that the mushroom would kill them.
Yeah.
And so I can't remember what it was, but the NPCs decide to like take up their weapons and armor and stuff like that.
Go on the adventure.
And go on the adventure.
Yeah. And there's like the daughter of the town mayor who's supposed to be like this princess like.
Yeah.
And she's a barbarian.
Yeah. And she's tired of her life because it basically like gives it from their point of view to where she's always getting captured by goblins.
Yeah. Like, she's always getting captured by goblins. And then she actually becomes like she becomes friends with them. She speaks goblin and helps her out later when they're dealing with some goblins.
Yeah, when they're
there's the big dude, Grump.
Yeah,
he's wants to be a wizard.
Yeah, he's an ogre who wants to be a wizard, so he becomes a wizard, and it's like all sorts of crazy. Like
a gnome paladin.
Yeah,
little tiny gnome dude that's a paladin. It's fun.
It is a really fun book, man. It's one of those. It's a quick read, or it was for me because it did the Audible version of it.
I completely messed it. It's Drew Hayes writes those. It's Spell, Swords, and Stealth.
Spell, Swords, and Stealth. I knew it would start with an S, but fun.
I'll read one every few months. And it's quick reads.
Yeah.
But if we were going to because we're going to play D&D, dang it.
We're going
to
do it.
One of the reasons I suggested starting this stupid podcast is
to get us back
into
y'all D&D.
Together in one room so we can play a game.
I'm totally game, man.
But no,
I've got my character made.
You got your character? Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
I'm on my phone here.
Oh, it's me that's been dragging their feet on
creating a character. I want to know about your character, and I want to know, don't commit yourself, but if you... What kind of character, race, of would you be a human? Would you be an elf? What would you be, a wizard? Are you more of a bruiser?
I'm more of a bruiser, man. That's what type of characters I play on ESO, like guys that go in there. And, well, I mean, like I was going to say on ESO, like I guess my main character is like a tank type dude.
Yeah.
You know, goes in there and like absorbs a lot of damage and doesn't do a lot of damage, but absorbs a lot of damage type thing or whatever. I don't know. That's kind of like, I mean, that's what I always played with back in the day. It was like, just like a regular, like fighter dude. Like I remember my character, Simber Demeron.
Smash stuff.
Yeah. He was like the dude that he wasn't like a healer or anything like that. He just went in and hacked and slashed basically.
Yeah. See, ideally we don't have the perfect setup.
Yeah.
Because you're really supposed to have 4 to 5 people. Cause they're, it's like you said, a perfect setup is a tank that's going to absorb a lot of the damage.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have somebody else that's kind of more stealthy that can pick locks and stuff.
Yeah.
Then you got a healer that's going to have to kind of be back that maybe can cast spells or something.
Yeah.
Your druid or your, and then you got like the wizard, the mage, but,
might be able to talk Adam into coming and playing with us or something like
that. That would
be cool.
We could
have 4 people.
More the merrier on it. Yeah. That kind of will help that out. Cause I mean, one thing we can do is I can have some NPCs that are kind of like your buddies hanging around, or we can just see how fast I can kill you. Cause, it's just for fun.
I say we like maybe like the first game we do like a see how fast we can die type thing just to kind of like get our toes wet again.
There's a door.
Yeah.
Do you open it?
You're all dead.
Yep, you died. It was a trap. This is going to be fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, I downloaded that app you told me about.
And see,
what was that?
What was that?
That Greenman 5th edition?
Yeah, yeah. And that's free, too, I think.
Yeah, it's free. But it does everything for you, man. Like, all the stuff.
Yeah, it figured out. The math part was what the stuff that I'm always weak on. Mm-hmm. And you got even got a name. Oh, see, you and me are kind of kindred spirits. You're a ranger.
Yeah.
Aldon the Ranger. Not many hit points there, dude.
Man, I don't remember. I think he's trying to tell you you're going to die pretty quick. I think it named it for me.
Oh, did it? You can always change it.
I don't remember naming it.
You can change it.
Oh, really? You didn't name it yourself?
What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. What are you talking about?
Are you, am I on the Twitter?
We are on the Twitter right now.
God.
We're going live on Twitter.
Stormtrooper man.
We have been for 30 seconds now.
My Twitterverse.
Yeah.
I don't even have Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter.
Well, I'm shutting it down. So
I'm filming you now. Does that feel good? Does that feel good?
You know.
No, that's cool. Yeah, you got everything you need. Does it give you your half elf? Got a mercenary? Did you choose mercenary veteran?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got your armor proficiency.
I think I have like 3 different characters on there. You can have multiple.
Yeah. You have a backup.
Yeah,
that's one good thing is you always have a backup in case you do die. Cause then you can just like, Dave's left alone. Yeah. He's dragging Steven's character's dead body around. And oh, here comes another character played
don't
by Steve.
Leave me behind.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you've got everything. It gave you your equipment.
Yeah, it does. It does everything, man.
Well, that's I encourage cool. you to kind of think of like, I don't know how nerdy you want to get with this, but I encourage you to kind of have a backstory in your head of who your character is.
Yeah.
Cause I'll come up with a scenario where, I mean, if y'all want to just start out the game where you'll know each other, that's cool. Or if it's going to have to come into a situation, I can set up a situation where y'all meet.
I think we got to play brothers.
Okay. So
you're have a wizard character.
You can
be with his, bruiser character.
So you can be either a full elf
so
or
we could
a
do,
half elf.
We could do like a Raceland and Carmen type thing.
The interesting thing is he's half elf. You could be just a human.
Yeah.
Meaning dad or mom.
Yeah, right.
Somebody got around.
The mailman or the milkman.
Right.
The elf milkman showed up one day, and next thing you know, you got Steven. Yeah, y'all do whatever you want on that. That's all you. I'm just going to create scenarios that hopefully y'all find entertaining.
It sounds good to me.
I'm down for it.
Oh, yeah. That's all you had to say, man. I know, God, I was trying to think of what it was that got me into wanting to play D&D again, but I think it was the NPCs, listening to the NPCs book. I mean, I'd kind of wanted to play always beforehand, but then whenever I got into listening to that book, it was like, man, dude, it just hit like hard. I was like, oh, dude.
I started,
the hours we used to spend.
When I started listening to podcasts real heavy, I was like, I wonder what if they got a podcast. And I found this podcast called Critical Hit. I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. It's those Major Spoilers guys up in Kansas that play it. And they're up to like 200 and something episodes, 300 episodes.
Holy crap.
What they do is they'll sit, play like a 3 to 4 hour session, take those 3 or 4 hours, break it up into hour long episodes. So
yeah,
they kind of get ahead and they'll play that way. And plus they're not having to record every week.
Yeah. I was curious on how they did that. If they,
and just, I was just, they did, and they're the best. I mean, I've tipped my hat to them as far as I've tried out lots of different podcasts that do the, like the D&D thing.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because they're the first one I listen to and I've listened to every episode, but I don't think anybody hardly comes that close to them. Cause a lot of podcasts that do D&D, it's a bunch of buddies. They're drinking. They're trying to impress each other by throwing that F bomb I'm so cool. And it's like, no, dude, just play the game.
Yeah. Right. I think it's old hearing that too, if you ask me. Like,
I'm going to make a nasty joke about what my character is doing.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that's just not me.
Yeah.
So I'm deleting you.
Yeah. Are you having to live back?
You're out of here.
Having to live vicariously through your character, something you wouldn't normally do yourself. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
So cool. I like it. Yeah. I've had that app since when you brought those books over.
Yeah.
I downloaded that. When you told me about it, I downloaded it. I made them.
Part of the fun is just making your character though.
Yeah. I kind of miss those old character sheets we used to have back in the day.
Oh yeah.
I want to say I've seen those lately. They're somewhere, but I don't know where they're at.
You can even, download them and print them off the internet too. Yeah. So yeah.
Remember you used to have to buy the book full of character sheets?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They had a book. You just go buy the book.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure we've still got our character somewhere. They're probably up at Mom and Dad's garage. Dad's attic. Yeah.
Along with everything else.
Yeah. Lots of G.I. Joes. Oh, did y'all get that thing that I sent about the G.I. Joe show?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I sent it in the messenger. It's
I probably saw it.
G.I. Joe show in June. And it's just a toy show.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Yeah. Dude, that thing is like super awesome.
Is it packed?
No. It's not. Like, I went down there last year, and it was about me and about, like, 20 other people in there at the time. Like,
really?
But they had a bunch of cosplayers, the costumers from, like, I can't think of what the organization's called, but it's the G.I. Joe G.I. Joe Costumers Organization. There was a Cobra Commander there, Baroness, and the, not Barbecue, but what was the medics guy's name? You know what I'm talking about? The dude that wore all red?
Yeah, people are screaming at you right now.
I'm sure that they are because it was the medic. Nobody wanted to play with the medic.
Like actually, yeah. His name is Panda Bear.
Right. Actually, his name was Bloody Bandage. But
his name was Band-Aid.
Of course, they had a dude that was...
Neosporin.
Yeah. That's what he was. there was a dude that was... dressed as like Snake Eyes and all like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that's one of my favorite parts from that, the toys that made us, how Snake Eyes just came about because they just had a blank.
Yeah.
A blank. They just made the toy. They just didn't do any details to
them. Yeah.
And made him Snake Eyes.
One of their top selling characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool.
You don't know what his name is?
What's that?
Kick yourself.
What, medic?
Doc.
Actually, his name is Doc. Right?
Doc.
Doc the medic.
Yeah. Doc.
Remember the sailor? The sailor dude?
Was his name Sailor?
No. What was it? Like Shipwreck, I think. Shipwreck, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shipwreck. Yeah, Shipwreck. Dude, love the G.I. Joes, man.
Yeah.
See, I had the old G.I. Joe.
Oh, you had the 12-inch ones?
I had the 12-inch one when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I didn't really follow G.I. Joe that close, like when y'all were into it.
Yeah.
I watched it when it was on TV. I didn't have any of the toys or anything, I don't think. But I had that, and I wish I still had that one.
It was
Because it's just like real cloth clothes on them, and it's really cool.
It was basically like from what I understand, like their uniforms were done just like the GI's uniforms and stuff, man. But I always tell everybody the reason why me and Steven kind of like transitioned over to G.I. Joe from Star Wars is because they were the same size.
Yeah.
And dude, he and I would spend hours setting up these epic battles in our bedroom. like hours setting up these epic battles, and you would walk into our room and you'd have like
your bed would be a mountain range. Like, yeah,
would be a mountain range. And we'd have bivouac scenes and all that stuff.
The curtains, the curtain rod and stuff like that. You'd even have like snipers perched up there and stuff, man. Maybe even throw in some Green Army Men. God, dude, I keep hitting my stupid mic.
Green Army Men were cannon fodder.
Yeah.
The Green Army Men were cannon fodder.
Oh yeah.
They took the brunt of Cobra's attack.
They still make those, I think. I found some vintage ones that was it like a Trade Days thing that you want to go to?
Yeah.
And I couldn't, even though I don't have an use for them, just because that nostalgia thing hit me. Yeah. When I saw like the gray ones and the green ones, because that's when I grew up, it was all about World War II.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
By the Germans are the bad guys. Yeah,
they were the gray.
So, I got a big baggie full of them.
Yeah. I remember going into Emmy Moses and you could get like the big bucket that was like a little
five and dime store.
Yeah. A little $1 or $2 or 1 or 2 gallon bucket that would come with like, had like a half track, a German Jeep, a little flagpole thing with the American flag on it.
And the tank.
And that was, And then that was the only flag that came in. It didn't give you like a German flag or anything like that, but it came, it gave you an American flag because, by God, we are right. Yeah. And, you know, like, if you ever watch Dinosaurs, you get the We Are Right thing. That's what that was all from. Like, I don't know. Did y'all ever watch Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Not the mama.
Not the mama.
Where the four-leggers and the two-leggers went to war with one another. And the whole way that war got its name was because they kept saying that we are right. We are right. War. Yeah.
I'm trying to look up. There was a little, I did get, was it Eagle Force? There was like little tiny metal soldier figures.
Oh, wow.
For a little brief period during the 80s that I had. I can't remember the name of them. They were really cool because they were metal.
Yeah.
Not the.
Yeah, you didn't have metal toys.
Speaking of toys from the 80s, you see where they're making a movie of Mask?
Yes. I sent y'all the link.
You're the one that sent me the link on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I cannot wait for that. I used to love those Mask toys. Like.
Yeah, it was a Eagle Force 2¾-inch high cast action figures military thing by Mego.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't last real long for some reason.
I think it's because isn't it because Mego went out of business? Maybe because Mego used to do those the superhero figures and stuff. The
Quick Kick. Who was Quick
Kick? Yeah, I had Quick Kick was Eagle. A Captain guy. Eagle had an eye patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm going to have to start trying to find some of those.
I got to see a picture of it.
Find the picture. The Wikipedia page doesn't have it, but I'll get a.
Oh, yeah. Just do images search.
Images.
Yeah. I think Quick Kick was the guy who was like,
these are them.
Oh, wow.
I think that got those Amy Moses too.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they had a card that was basically a lot like a G.I. Joe card and you had that's awesome. That's
pretty cool.
Wild Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And G.I. Joe had a guy that was Wild Bill. He was the guy who flew the helicopter, had a cowboy hat and everything like this guy. But they basically had like a card that was like a G.I. Joe card.
Yeah.
Like 3¾. And they were metal. Were they posable or?
I can't remember that.
I don't know. I can't tell from the, I got it zoomed in just a little bit. I was looking at the artwork. Because that artwork is actually pretty cool.
Their arms and legs move.
Yeah. The artwork on that's actually pretty neat because it reminds me of like that. You know, like 70s, 60s, 70s comic style artwork almost, man.
Yeah, it's Eagle Force and their enemy was called Riot. R.I.O.T.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is good stuff. their arms and legs, they were posable, see?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. Dude, do you remember taping the Mask theme song off of TV? And we'd play the theme song over and over and over again as we were playing with our Mask toys?
Playing with the toys,
yeah. Mass Crusaders working overtime, fighting crime. Secret Raiders who eventually something other blah 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 blah. Dude, and it was straight up 80s, super 80s theme songs. Dude,
yeah, we even had the mountain with the boulder up top.
Yeah, Boulder Mountain, man.
The gun came out of the top.
I know what that is. Yeah, you gotta hold it up the microphone, dude. Mass Crusaders working overtime, fighting crime. Secret Raiders.
RTD2.
Yeah. And it was done by Kenner, so.
Yeah.
Mask.
He was the bad guy. He flew the helicopter.
Yeah. That was, what was it? Venom, I think, was the bad guys?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
We could talk a whole week about old, cartoons. Because I remember, I don't know if y'all ever watched the, it's called Gotcha Man. It's a Japanese, import from the, like, the late 70s, early 80s. And here it's called, like, G-Force or something like that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah,
where they have the plane.
Yeah. I watched a lot of G-Force.
I love that. And that's one of my favorite things. Get off the bus, run to the house, turn the TV on, and I could get home just in time to watch it. And it was so cool because, they're bird-themed superheroes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like in Japan, it's Gotcha Man's Ninja Science Team or something like that. And they... But it sounds like
Buckaroo Banzai
on iTunes. I was like, man, I really want to watch some of those old episodes.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was there's the version that was released in Japan back then. And then they got the shows and they would cut them up and change the dialogue. So I bought the version that's available on iTunes.
Yeah.
And it's dubbed in English and it's using, they're just verbatim the way it was first. they're saying hell and like, they're like one time this girl is talking to what's his name, Steve, or the main guy, the cool guy in the white bird outfit.
Yeah, yeah, he's the like, leader.
Oh, we can't do that. And he says, B words, slap right across the face. Yes, we can, or something like that. I'm like, whoa, this is doesn't. Right. Now I see why they changed. They could not have aired this in America like that.
Yeah.
It's just fun going back and watching stuff like that.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm gonna
Blazers.
Oh, Star Blazers. I love that. I was just that's about another to one.
Talk about that.
I was gonna make a guess by the blasted theme song.
I was gonna bring that up next because
off in outer space.
The captain with the white beard.
The human race.
It was the Yamato
battleship.
There. Yeah.
I almost said the U.S. Yamato, but it's not. I guess it was the HMS.
Something. I don't know if it was
His Imperial Majesty's ship or something.
I don't know.
It was the Yamato. And remember, it had that huge cannon right into the bow.
Oh, I love that one. I want to find that. That watch cool. it again, too.
Yeah.
That was a good
that one, show. Robotech. It's kind of funny because you mentioned that thing about the scientist, ninja scientist thing or whatever. It made me think because I started watching Buckaroo Banzai last night because I hadn't seen that since I was a kid. Like I'm talking early 80s whenever it came out. And I think we had HBO at the time and me and Steven, and I think pretty sure we watched it with mom and dad. And like I liked it at that point in time. And I watched about 20, 30 minutes of it last night and I just couldn't do it. I was like, this is hokey as hell. Like, holy crap, dude. What were we thinking of? Like, there are like all these scientists, but they're like rock stars at the same time. Yeah. Like, I was like, so you're a scientist, rock star, stuntman type dude or whatever. Yeah. Like, how many like things can you roll into one character? And you real young Jeff Goldblum, Peter Weller, aka RoboCop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Star Blazers.
Yeah, Star Blazers.
Oh, yeah, Time Bandits.
Time Bandits was awesome, though.
Yeah. Star Blazers started in Japan in 1974.
Oh, okay.
And it was known as the Space Battleship Yamato.
Okay.
And 1979 is when it got aired here. Three seasons, 77 episodes.
Sounds about right.
Wow.
That's a good show.
Three seasons and 77 episodes, man. Yeah. That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, a lot of shows were like that back in the day. You don't have
You remember, shows didn't have a season when they only aired half a year. It seemed like they were on all year long.
I was watching a lot of the old G.I. Joe and Transformers cartoons on Netflix. I always thought there was a lot more of those.
Yeah.
And unless they didn't get all of them, I don't know. But like there was only like a few, like maybe 20, 30 episodes before Optimus Prime dies. Spoiler alert, by the way. Optimus Prime got killed in the movie.
By now.
Yeah.
Actually, the Yamato is transformed into the spaceship, the Argo.
Oh,
I remember that name though, the Argo.
Yeah.
I don't, that might have just been for the Americanized version of it.
I don't know, because like I remember it being called the Yamato.
Yeah. Yamato. At some point in time it changed.
I guess so.
Dang it.
It could have been the Musashi.
There's a live action adaptation too.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet it's not as cool as the cartoon from the
1970s. I'm going down this entire rabbit hole. I'm going to find it. I'm going to watch it. Comic book adaptation.
Oh, dang it.
There you go. See, now you're real. Yeah. You shouldn't have went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Star Blazers.
Yeah, I was trying to remember that. I know it was like, we're off in outer space.
To save the human race. Or save the Mother Earth, I think it was.
Yeah, some other human race and save the whatever. I don't know.
YouTube's got it.
I guarantee you YouTube has it.
To the tube.
Yeah.
To the tube.
To.
I think here it is.
Oh, did you already find it?
I think so.
It's our high tech.
That brings up some old memories.
Yeah, and they had the same look as the guy from Gotcha Man, G-Force.
Yeah.
We're off to outer space. We're leaving Mother
Earth. Oh, look at that shit.
Yeah. To save the human race.
Oh, I love the captain.
Star Blazers.
Yeah. I kind of had it right.
Iskandar. Doesn't that bring back memories? Oh, after school cartoons.
Dude, they were the best, man.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Because it was like, I always hated it because you had I think it was Transformers came on first, and then G.I. Joe came on after that. And then I think it was like She-Ra came on, and my sister always wanted to watch She-Ra, and I was like, oh, what the
That's
hell?
When we did our homework.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think She-Ra. He-Man came on after She-Ra because those two kind of like crossed paths somehow. Like, I don't know. I never got into He-Man. He-Man was too much for me.
I never really got into He-Man.
Come on, Prince Adam?
Prince Adam.
No one knew that Prince Adam was He-Man were the same thing?
Right. It's kind of like Clark Kent and freaking
I can get
Superman.
Clark Kent because he's got the glasses.
Yeah, glasses.
Prince Adam is just Prince Adam with and He-Man is him with his clothes on.
Like, I always liking how Battle Cat was like all like timid and like horrible until he transformed into He-Man, and all of a sudden he became He-Man. He's like, roar!
Oh, hey, fellas, roar. What did Battle Cat do with his time off?
I don't know. I think he's dressed in leather or something like that. Went to hang out at the Blue Oyster Bar. If you watch Police Academy, then you'll get that joke. Yeah, this is just a total 80s episode here, I guess.
We are the 80s.
This follows up
that episode title, We Are the 80s.
Yeah. But I think that's going to do it for us, man. We're over in an hour now.
Yeah, I can't throw off any more than I already have.
I'm sure that we could go down the long list of 80s cartoons, and I remember the shortly after that, I think is when they started doing the Disney cartoons with the gummy bears.
No, I was out on that.
Gummy bears were awesome, man.
For some reason, I always liked the Smurfs.
Oh, I love Smurfs.
Gargamel,
yeah.
Azrael, the cat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cat was the smartest one on the whole damn show. Except for maybe Papa Smurf.
Yeah. My big thing was the Saturday morning cartoons, man. Yeah, I always loved the Saturday morning cartoons. Bad. Especially whenever you had like the Stop That Pigeon. I almost said chicken.
Loved Stop That Pigeon.
Stop That Pigeon.
What was the dog's name?
Mutley.
Mutley.
Yeah, dude. Dick Dastardly was always screwing
Dastardly
up.
Dastardly Dad was like, Mutley would freak out.
Yeah, Mutley was, you know.
What show was it they were all in a race? It had Mutley, Dastardly Dan, and it
was
racing around.
That was
the
Great Race.
The Great Race.
Yeah, it was the Great Race or whatever. And it was like all the Hanna-Barbera guys. Like you had Ricochet Rabbit, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
And then Deputy Dog and like the McGilla Gorilla. I think McGilla Gorilla, Grape Ape. All those guys would be all in like the big race. And every week was like just a different race.
Do y'all have a memory of the shows like these were like live action shows that were on about the same time when like Puff the Magic Dragon and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Bugaloos.
The
Bugaloos. Oh, yeah. The in the air and everywhere.
Dude.
The bug loose.
Back in the 90s. Back in the 90s, there was a Saturday morning's CD put out. And it was a bunch of cover tunes. Ooh. By like the Toadies was on it. Reverend Horton Heat was on it. I think, I can't remember who all, but it was a bunch of cover tunes. They did, H.R. Puff and stuff. H.R. Puff and stuff. Who's your friend when things get rough? H.R. Puff and stuff, Stop That Pigeon. The Reverend Horton Heat did Stop That Pigeon. Like,
really?
That was great, dude.
I want this.
I think you can actually find it on iTunes, man. Toadies. Who did the Toadies do? I can't remember, man. Like, I'm going to try to pull this up real quick.
Yeah, pull that up. What was, about, while you pull that up, Sigmund and the Sea Monsters?
Oh, yeah.
God, thank God I have you guys, because I keep asking people, hey, do you remember Sigmund and the Sea Monsters? Wasn't that awesome? Never heard of it, dude.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. I was like, oh, man, that was one of my favorite shows, because it had, remember, what's the show with, Uncle Bill? the guy that has the two orphans and he raises them as a little blonde haired girl and a little redheaded boy.
Remember Land of the Lost?
I love that too.
Sleestacks.
Chaka. I love Chaka.
Oh, was that it?
Oh, good.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. I'm going to look that up.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
Yeah.
It's not Sigmund Freud.
We may need Sigmund Freud if we delve down this 80s.
While you're looking that up, me and Paul have just finished recording our second episode. It's 2 hours
really?
Long. Two crap, plus. Dude. I'm like, wow, that could be over an episode a week.
Right.
But it's the most unanticipated podcast ever.
What are you talking about?
We've been recording for 6 months. 2 episodes done. And maybe it'll come out this week. It might be next month.
Check that out.
The art, you saw the artwork.
I saw the artwork. The artwork's amazing.
Yeah. I love the way he's kind of looking at me like something's wrong with me. Oh God. Yeah. Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. Love that. It had, Johnny Whitaker. You have not, I can't say that. I haven't aged well either, buddy, but how old are you?
Yeah.
His name is Johnny Whitaker. Let's see. This is interesting.
Man, I cannot find this blasted. This is killing me, man. I cannot find this album. I thought I would be able to find it on iTunes. I'm not finding it on there.
Yeah, you remember this.
It's like Saturday morning cartoons.
Johnny Whitaker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was on, he was in the 1973 musical version, Tom Sawyer. Family Affair from 66 to 71 is the show where, they're being raised by Uncle Bill. And they had, Mr. French, the, butler. They would always get in trouble.
Sublime does Hong Kong Phooey.
Oh, okay. Where'd you find that at?
I'm on YouTube looking at.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, there it is. Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits.
Sponge Ghost Speed Racer.
Yeah, Sponge did a. Tra la la, tra la la la, la 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 la. Tra la. Yeah, that was Liz Phair.
Oh.
Helmet does Gigantor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Underdog was done by the Butthole Surfers. The Bugaloos.
Gigantor.
The Bugaloos was done by Collective Soul. Like I said, it was obviously in the 90s, man.
Yeah. The Ramones do Spider-Man.
Yeah. Does whatever a spider can. Spin some webs, saves the day. Oh, yeah. The Rev does Johnny Quest and Stop That Pigeon, which totally translates to rockabilly so well, dude. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Trip and Daisy did Friends and Sigmund
and the Sea Monsters.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
Yeah. Toadies did Ghoulie Get Together. I don't remember the Ghoulies Get Together, but yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy was done by Wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, dude, great album, man. Great album. Yeah, and dude, you get that album and it just takes you down. Like, you remember waking up early and going and sitting in front of the TV with your bowl of cereal and just hanging out and like watching cartoons all morning long. Now Saturday morning cartoons suck because they all have to have some sort of educational crap.
Yeah.
No, seriously. That's like a governmental requirement now, I guess, or something.
You know what we learned?
How to poke people in the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. How to poke people in the eye.
And knowing is half the battle.
How to hit people in the toe with a hammer.
Don't throw rocks at your friend's head. And now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, don't go swimming. When power lines are down, don't you hang around. When lines are down, don't you hang around. That Louis the Lightning Bug commercials always came out. That obviously kids don't know about because some kids got electrocuted in Dallas 2 years ago because they saw a down power line and they thought they'd go check it out.
See, bring it back.
Yeah, you got to bring
hashtag
it back.
Bring it back.
Hey, we might have had pointless cartoons, but at least we were learning something during the commercial breaks, damn it.
Right.
Yeah.
And learning's half the battle.
Exactly.
And now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
With that being said, I'm David.
I'm Michael.
I'm Stormtrooper Steve.
Yep.
Tubi T. Tubi T. Signing out.
Bye, con Dios.
Oh, jeez.
Good Lord. What? What made me this way?
It is hot. It is hot.
So hot.
Kind of like me. It is hot.
Yeah, I like fish sticks. I like putting fish sticks in my mouth.
What?
Fish sticks.
Good God.
Oh. Something went wrong somewhere or something went right somewhere.
Right. There's a naked chicken there.
Oh, we got
him. I used to love her. But I had to kill her. I used to love her. Oh, yeah, but I had to kill her.
I mean, well, I love you in all sense of the word, all of y'all. But that's, that, man, whatever.
I'm the jerk that wrote a million word prequel to the real story.
All right. Oh, God. Oh. Dude, I like... I don't read too well.
I don't know my words.
I just like looking at the funny
ones. Right. Do you know your words? I don't know mine. You
get that whole alphabet thing confused. Right. No,
just do like I do. Give up. Just give up on everything. I don't care. The environment's dying. I don't care. Just give up.
Oh, my.
I don't know if this is fun for anybody listening, but this comment. Oh, my God.
Gotta play to win, it,
man. I wanna make love to you, woman. I wanna lay you down by the fire. Caress your womanly body. Make it moan and perspire.
Yeah. Water rum. Water rum. Water rum. Cigarette rum. Boom, 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 boom.
Options. I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp. Burp, burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, God. It came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't know if like the...
Yeah. It's glorious.
Yeah. Santa Claus is real.
Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude. Straight to the fart noises. There's only one day.
He's a little guy, red hair... that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, like, it's just fun. I'm texting, be like, oh, well, you know, my feet are better than your feet.
Man. You're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Okay.
Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. Big guy. How dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
By the way, spoilers.
Hey.
I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a tough show what tough is. And
Go home.
Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Oh, it must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze. Oh, no. And I'm like,
Ujaba,
the heebie-jeebies.
Face down in a gutter. Don't want to admit defeat, though. Well,
this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all.
Whoa, dude. Oh, my God. Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi. Run DMC.
Han. Luke, Leia,
R2 and 3PO,
Rey, Finn,
Yoda, Kenobi,
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine.
Betray you.
Chewbacca. You know, R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy.
Go. Dang it.
Yeah. But, like, crap, I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans, the wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No! You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.